At Easter, so much joy, resurrection, salvation. We are free. We have been saved. Our debt has been paid. And boom, persecution, opposition, just as we saw in the first reading. And you wonder, why so soon? At least give us time to enjoy the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give us time to ruminate on the salvation that has just been won for us. But dear friends, that was the reality of what the disciples faced. Immediately after the resurrection and ascension and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when they were hiding, there was no one opposing them. But when they came out of hiding to preach, then they got it. They started getting opposition, and some of them were eventually martyred. And that is why the second reading tells us that when they presented themselves to the Lord, the song was, "These are the ones who have been through the great persecution, the great ordeal, and have washed themselves white in the blood of the Lamb." And it is also our situation, dear friends. We have to acknowledge it, that if we want to live out our Christian calling, there will be opposition. There will be subtle persecution. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are in parts of the world where they have to hide to practice their faith. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are in parts of the world where they cannot worship in freedom. And we thank God for ourselves who sit here worshiping in freedom. And so we do not have to be martyrs in order to worship God. We do not have to long for martyrdom. Trust me, dear friends, if someone is coming after me with a meat cleaver because I'm a Christian, I will run. I will run as fast as possible. I have no desire to be a martyr, priest or not. I have no desire to have anyone pursue me because of my faith. But that is the reality that happens sometimes. And we should not long for martyrdom. Why do I say that? Because if we do long for martyrdom, the physical martyrdom of blood and grit and all of that, how about the soul of the murderer? Are we not concerned about the soul of the one who is going to martyr us? Because it used to be that Christians were longing for martyrdom. That is how we show that we believe in Jesus. But that should not be. Actually, the church has stepped away from that and is pleading that let us seek for the martyrdom that comes from the inside. One of the Christian writers of old talked about martyrdom on a daily basis. When we stifle those sentiments that come up, when we stifle those things that move us away from the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, who promises us today, dear friends, the good news, even with opposition and persecution, Jesus is promising us in the gospel, "I am with you. You are mine. No one can snatch you out of my hand." These are words of comfort, beautiful words from our Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that it is only I who can remove myself from the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. No one can force me to do that. Only if I accept to go the way of the other side. But we ask ourselves, dear friends, how are we going to present ourselves? What songs are we going to sing for the Lamb when we come before God? We do not have to sing the song of blood. We can sing the song of patience. I was able to train myself in the virtue of patience, even though it was very difficult for me, even though it was really, really hard for me and pushed me to the edge. That is martyrdom from the inside. We can present the song of love. "Dear Lord, it was really difficult for me to love, especially some of my family members. But I succeeded in loving them nonetheless." That difficulty is the steeping of the robes of our soul in the blood of the Lamb. Because that was the one commandment he gave to us. Not to go and die, but to go and love one another as I have loved you. Love unconditional. We can steep our robes in the blood of the Lamb with charity, giving of ourselves, giving of our time, giving of our talent, giving of our treasure. For some it is easy, but for others it is really, really difficult. There are people who find it difficult to really give of themselves or of what they have. That is also martyrdom. We can kill those sentiments that continue to prevent us from being charitable to the people around us. We can be martyrs when we give of our time, of our treasure, of our talent. We can also present the song to the Lord that we have spoken His words to our brothers and sisters who do not know Him. We can give the song of evangelization. Lord, I was able to proclaim Your name even sometimes without speaking. By the actions that I have undertaken, people have come to know that there is a difference in me. But the question is, why do we find it difficult to do these good things that sound so easy when spoken? At baptism, dear friends, we took sides. We know that there is a struggle between good and evil. We continue until the end of time. And at baptism, we took sides with the good. We said, and we responded, and continue to respond and renew those vows every Easter. Do you reject Satan? Yes, I do. And all his empty promises? Yes, I do. Do you believe in God? Yes, I do. Dear friends, that was when we created the problem for ourselves. Because the evil one will continue to come after us from within. Like I said, let us not think of the outside. Let us think of those things that make it difficult for us to live our Christian virtue. When we took sides, we declared war on the evil one, and the evil one declared war on us, short and simple. And that is why some of those virtues that are so simple to pronounce are difficult for us to practice, are difficult for us to really make it manifest to show exactly who we are. But Jesus assures us today that we are in His hands. He suffered through all of those things. He went through all kinds of persecution, both from the inside and from the outside. Let us remember that His first opposition was the three temptations that the devil brought from the inside, wanting Him not to glorify God, wanting Him to promote Himself, wanting Him to seek treasures instead of the salvation that He had come to give to the world. And Jesus conquered all, even before He had outside opposition. Let us conquer the inside opposition. Let us become martyrs on a daily basis by killing those instincts that make us move away from the love of God, that remove us from the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has promised that no one can move us away from there. And that is what Paul is telling us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, from verse 35 downwards. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Is it bitterness? Is it wealth? Is it anguish? Is it pain? He said, no. In all of these, we conquer overwhelmingly. We conquer overwhelmingly in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, Jesus has promised to be with us. Jesus has promised us that we are His, and He put it into practice. We remember that His closest allies, His apostles, they tried His patience every which way. They said the wrong things. They did the wrong things. At the last moment, they deserted Him when He needed them the most. Yet, He never cast them away. Even the one who betrayed Him, He gave him enough warnings to get him to step back. But our brother Judas refused. Our Lord Jesus never pushes anybody away as He did with His apostles. He did not send them away. And that is why we celebrate today also a group of people who are loving by nature, the mothers of the world. We celebrate them because a mother is always, always there for her children, always, always there for us. The friends, the first friends we know in life, are mothers. Even before we come out of the womb, we begin to hear the lovely voices of our mothers. Even before we come out of the womb, we begin to feed from our mothers. We celebrate them today in a special way because they mirror 100% what our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us today. They mirror 100% the love that never gives up on us. I was at the mall, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, And out of the corner of my eye, I was watching a mom and her child. Oh, the child was acting up, like really, really trying this woman's patience. She will calm him down, or her, he was inside. I didn't know if it was a boy or girl. And then, boom, the crying and the screaming will start again. Now, this lady was being embarrassed by this child, this lovely child of hers, crying and refusing to do anything that mommy said. But guess where she was? On the children's section of the mall. She was still trying to spend her money on this little thing that wouldn't give her peace. And that is what our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us today. That is why we celebrate mothers in a special way, because they are rare gems in this world. Please, may I invite all the mothers in the church to please stand. Dear friends, please join me in praying for our mothers. Good and gentle God, we pray in gratitude for our mothers and for all women who have joined with you in the wonder of bringing forth new life, and those who have not but have always been there for others. You who became human through a woman, grant to all mothers the courage they need to face the uncertain future that life with family always brings. Give them the strength to love and to receive love in return, not perfectly, but humanly. Give them the faithful support of husband, family, and friends as they care for the physical and spiritual growth of their families. Give them joy and delight in their children to sustain them through the trials of motherhood and guardianship. Most of all, give them the wisdom to turn to you for help when they need it most. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please let us appreciate our mothers.